Raga Jungle Top Loop, Distort and Arrange in Ableton Live 12, Advanced. Alright, let's build those classic Raga Jungle tops that feel fast, gritty, and alive, without turning your whole mix into harsh white noise. The goal today is a top loop that rolls over 170-ish BPM drum and bass drums, stays out of the snare's way, and evolves like a real jungle record over 16 to 32 bars. We're focusing on four things: distortion character, transient control, resampling for commitment, and arrangement moves that scream jungle. First, set your tempo. Put the project at 174 BPM as a starting point. Grab a Raga-style top loop, hats, rides, shakers, little percussion, maybe tiny vocal chops. Drop it on an auto track. Now choose your warp mode on purpose, because it changes the feel before we even touch distortion. If it's mostly percussive transients, try beats mode with preserve set to transients, transient loop mode off, and an envelope around 50 to 80. That gives you more tick, more definition. If it's shakers or noisy hats and you want a bit of smear that becomes spray when you distort, try Complex Pro. Complex Pro can blur the loop in a nice way, and then we'll bring the attack back later with transient shaping. The big goal here is, keep timing tight, but don't sterilize the groove. Jungle tops live on that micro mess. Now we're going to split the loop into layers. This is the main move that keeps distortion sounding pro instead of painful. On the top loop track, drop an auto effect rack. Make three chains, clean, grit, and sizzle. Optionally, add a fourth chain later called crush, but we'll earn that. Before we even design the sound, gain staging. Distortion lies to your ears because louder always feels better. Put a utility at the very top of each chain, before any distortion, and trim so the chain hits your processors consistently. A good target is peak somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS going into your distortion devices. Then later we'll level match After Effects with another utility, so you can slash be honestly. If you skip this, your macros will feel random and resampling will be messy. Chain 1. Clean. This is your definition layer, the part that keeps the rhythm readable once the other layers get rude. Put EQ 8 first. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz. This is a tops layer. No low-end tourism. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 6 to 9 kHz, like minus 2 dB, medium Q. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just to knit it together. Then utility for width, something like 110 to 130%, but keep it tasteful. You can always widen later. You can't unbreak a mix that collapses in mono. Quick teacher note. Wide hats can vanish or get weird in clubs. A good mindset is, definition closer to center, texture and sizzle can do the width. Chain 2. Grit. This is your mid-bite, your hardware-ish crunch that pushes the loop forward without turning into fizzy air. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 300 to 500 Hz. Then low pass gently around 10 to 12 kHz to keep the hiss under control. Now add roar, Ableton Live 12 distortion monster. Start with tube or warp. Drive around 20 to 35% as a starting range. Keep the tone neutral to slightly bright, and use its dynamics or comp lightly just to stop surprise spikes. If you're using multiband inside roar, distort the mids harder than the highs. That's a huge jungle trick. Drive the 1 to 6 kHz energy and let 10k plus stay cleaner, especially for darker rollers. After roar, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch around 10 to 25%. Turn boom off, because this is tops. Then transients. Pull it negative, maybe minus 5 to minus 15, to tame spikiness and keep it fast. That transient control is what lets you distort without making the hats feel like needles. Chain 3. Sizzle. This is the air band excitement, the spray that makes jungle feel like it's moving at 200 miles an hour. Start with EQ 8 and band pass it. High pass around 6 to 8 kHz, low pass around 16 to 18 kHz. You're isolating that airy band. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB, and bring the output down to match level. After that, add auto filter, set to high pass or band pass, and use a subtle LFO. Rate around 1/8 or 1/16. Tiny amount. This is movement, not wobble. Think shimmering energy, not EDM filter. Optional chain 4. Crush. This is ear candy. Use it sparingly or it'll wreck clarity. Add redux. Downsample around 2 to 8. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. But light. Then auto pan with a small amount, 10 to 25%. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Then EQ 8 band pass, something like 4 kHz to 12 kHz. so it tucks in, and a pro safety move, after redux, notch around 8 to 12 kHz if it gets dentistural sharp, and consider low passing around 13 to 15 kHz. You want crunchy texture, not pain. Now we turn this rack into an instrument with macros. Open the rack's macro controls. Macro 1. Intensity. Map it to roar drive on the grit chain, drum bus drive on the grit chain, and saturator drive on the sizzle chain. Set conservative ranges. You want a knob you can perform, not a knob that destroys your track at 51%. Macro 2. Air. Map it to the sizzle chain's output volume, and optionally a high shelf on an EQ post sizzle for plus 0 to plus 3 dB. This is your open the ceiling control. Macro 3. Tightness. Map drum bus transient so it gets tighter as you turn it up, meaning more negative transient values. Optionally map glue compressor threshold slightly, so when you tighten, the clean layer also tucks in a touch. Macro 4. Movement. Map the auto filter LFO amount in the sizzle chain, and if you're using crush, map auto pan amount there too. Advanced variation. If you want that A and B phrase call and response without changing MIDI, duplicate your grit chain, make it slightly different, maybe a different roar style or different EQ, and automate the chain selector every 2 bars. That gives you phrase contrast while the pattern stays stable. Next step, resampling. This is where you stop tweaking and start arranging. Create a new audio track called TOP Resample. Set its input to your top loop track, post effects. Arm it, record 8 to 16 bars while you perform your macros. Do a couple of moves, intensity up for a phrase, back down, a touch of movement, maybe open air for 2 bars then close it. Record like a musician, not like an engineer. Even better, print multiple passes and comp them like vocals. Do 3 takes, 1 conservative, 1 aggressive, 1 movement heavy. Then later, pick the best 1 or 2 bar moments from each take and build a master tops performance. That's how you get intentional edits without drawing automation for hours. Before you print, 1 stability trick, put a gentle clipper before resampling. Easiest way is a saturator with soft clip on, drive 1 to 2 dB, output down. This catches random transient spikes so the resampled audio slices behave consistently when retriggered. Once you've got a good resample recorded, consolidate the best section. Now, slice and resequence. Jungle style. Right-click the resampled clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, and create slices to simpler. Now you've got pads for each little moment of the loop. Create a MIDI clip and program your main roll. Keep it consistent, like a tight 16th grid or a two-step hat feel, depending on your loop. Then add raga syncopation by triggering a couple slices early or late. If you think in 16ths, try placing little retriggers around spots like 1.4.3, 2.2.4, or 3.4.2. The exact slices don't matter, the idea is, answer the main roll with small off-grid accents. Now shape velocity. This is non-negotiable if you want it to feel like jungle and not like a loop copy-paste. Put your main hats in the 70 to 95 range. Ghost hits around 35 to 60. Accents 100 to 115. That velocity contour is basically your groove. For swing, use the groove pool with an MPC shuffled 16th groove and apply it around 10 to 25%. But here's an advanced micro swing trick. Don't groove everything, only swing the ghost hits. After slicing, select just the ghost notes and nudge them later, or use track delay on a separate ghost layer, like plus 5 to 15 milliseconds. That gives you human drag without smearing the pocket where your snare lives. Now, let's make the tops sit with drums and bass. Remember, tops should feel fast, not loud. First, sidechain away from the snare. Put a compressor or glue on the top loop track or top group. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your snare track. Attack very fast, 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Only aim for 1 to 3 dB of duck when the snare hits. And here's the real secret. The shape matters more than the depth. Often a shorter release makes the tops feel faster while still letting the snare own the transient. If your snare is layered or inconsistent, sidechain from a clean snare trigger, a tight snare layer, or even a short click that hits exactly on 2 and 4. Consistency equals control. Next, high pass discipline. Even if you filtered in sidechains, add one more gentle high pass on the rack output around 200 to 400 HE. Tops don't get to live down there. Protect the bass, protect the punch, then control harshness. If your highs get spitty, use multiband dynamics subtly. Just let it catch peaks in the high band, like 1 to 2 dB of reduction only when it gets excited. The fatigue zone is often 8 to 12 kHz, So if the loop starts hurting, don't just turn it down. Dip it, compress it, or back off high bent drive and rebuild energy in the mids. Now arrangement. We're going to make a 32 bar drop that evolves with classic Raga jungle energy. Bars 1 to 8. Establish the roll. Keep clean and grit at moderate level. Slowly rise intensity from about 30% up to 45% across these 8 bars. Then, at the end of bar 8, do a quick quarter bar mute. That little breath creates anticipation without needing a big fill. Bars 9 to 16. Density switch and call and response. Push the sizzle layer louder for bars 9 to 12. Then for bars 13 to 16, mute or reduce sizzle and let the grit dominate for a darker phrase. On bar 16, drop a rag of vocal chop or a percussion stab and let a reverb tail fall into a gap. That's your sentence ending. Bars 17 to 24, peak aggression but controlled. Push intensity up to 60 to 75%. Do a subtle bent pass sweep over two bars, just enough to feel like the tops are speaking. Then do a micro fill in the last half bar, re-trigger a slice in tight 16ths, but keep it short. The rule for fills, don't add notes, reshape time. Sometimes the best fill is a tiny repeated fragment with a fade out. Bars 25 to 32, pull back, then punch. Drop intensity back to 35 to 45% for two bars. This makes your bass feel bigger because the ear has space. Then in the final two bars, bring intensity back up and add a short reverse slice leading into bar 33. The next phrase, one of the most effective jungle tricks ever, hard mute the tops for one beat right before a snare hit. When the tops come back, the snare feels like it doubled in size, and you didn't change the snare at all.